Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 83. Draupadi meets the Dwarka Mahishis, the Dwarka queens of Krishna. Tatanu griya bhagavan gopinam sa gurur gati yudhishthiram atapricat sarvam cha surido yayam. Text 1. Shuka Muni said, "Thus Sri Krishna, the spiritual master of the gopis and the very purpose of their gopi, of their lives, gopinam sagurur gati, showed the gopis his mercy. Then Krishna met with Yudhishthira and his other relatives and inquired about their welfare. Just as Krishna satisfied the gopis at Kurukshetra, he was also merciful to others." The words gurur gati, spiritual mastering goal, means that Krishna is the guru and goal for all devotees. But for the Braja gopis, specifically, Krishna is the greatest guru, object, gati of love. Krishna's relatives inquired about his welfare. "O Bhagavan, what can be inauspicious for those with material bodies who drink through their ears the nectar of your lotus feet, which flows from the minds of great devotees, out through their mouths to destroy the ignorance which produced our bodies? Certainly we bow down to you, Bhagavan, who simply by the effulgent light emanating from your beautiful form, sever the jiva's entanglement in the modes of goodness, passionate ignorance. How can we ever suffer any misfortune? For we, your relatives, are always submerged in the ecstasy of seeing you. The knowledge you possess is completely unaffected by time and other elements. Aporasheya gyan. Thus you know that our hearts are always inclined to surrender unto you, utilizing your divine power of illusion, yoga maya. You perform pastimes of destroying demons and protecting your devotees in order to uphold the Vedic standards which have become ruined by time. In other words, Sri Krishna, you give happiness to everyone." The Pandava's wife, Queen Draupadi, said, "O Rukmini, Jambavati, Satyabhama, Kalindi, Lakshmana, Shabya, Bhadra, Rohini, O queens, please tell us in truth how Krishna married you. Please tell us how he married you without cheating." Rukmini replied, "To make sure that I would be offered to Shishupal, the kings such as Jarasandh were standing with their bows ready to shoot. However, Krishna, whose foot dust is held on the heads of the invincible warriors, took me away at my Swayamvara, just as a lion takes away his share from a herd of goats or sheep. May Krishna's feet, which are a boat of Lakshmi, be the goal of my worship." Queen Satyabhama said, "In order to remove the ill fame created by my father, Satyajit, who, aggrieved by the killing of his brother Prasena by a lion, accused Krishna of this deed. Krishna then went to the forest and defeated the king of the bears and retrieved the Shamantaka jewel which was lost. Krishna then gave that valuable jewel to my father. Fearing his offense, my father presented me to Krishna, even though I had already been promised to Akrura and other suitors." Jambavati said, not knowing that Krishna was his master and the Supreme Lord, my father, Riksharaj, fought with Krishna for 27 days in the forest before giving the Lord, my Lord, the Shamataka gem. When my father, Jambavan, or Riksharaj, his discrimination awakened, he understood, this is Sitanath. And taking hold of Krishna's feet, he offered me along with his Shamantaka jewel to Krishna. The other queen said, now we recognize you as the girl whom we heard about in the ancient narrations, Puranas. Jambavan had once offered you to Lord Rama to be his wife. But since Ram had taken a vow to have only one wife, he refused to accept you then, but did so when he returned in Dwapara Yuga as Krishna. Now you have been accepted by Krishna, who has vowed to take many wives, Bahu Patni Brat, whereas Ram only accepted one wife, Ek Patni Brat. Hearing this, Jambavati became embarrassed and humbly replied, I am only Krishna's servant. Ishi Kalindi said, Krishna approached me with his friend, Arjun, took my hand in marriage. Now I am engaged as a sweeper in his palace. Mahishi Queen Mitravinda said, as a lion takes his share from a pack of dogs, Krishna defeated the kings and my offensive brothers and carried me, the abode of Lakshmi, off to his city. Life after life may I attain the service of washing Krishna's lotus feet. Queen Sri Satya said, my father, for my Swayamvara, arranged 7 invincibly powerful bulls that had power and vitality and very sharp horns. He did this to test the prowess of the kings coming to my Swayamvara, so my father could donate me to the strongest suitor. Krishna, however, destroyed the false pride of those heroes by quickly tying up those 7 bulls as easily as children tie up baby goats. Having paid the price with his courage, Virya Shulkam, Krishna took me to his city along with my maidservants and a full army consisting of 4 divisions, chariots, horses, elephants and infantry. Queen Bhadra said, O Draupadi, my father offered me to Krishna, the son of my maternal uncle. Bhadra was the daughter of Vasudeva's sister, Rajadi Devi. Although I am rotating in the samsara birth after birth due to my karma, may I receive the touch of Krishna's lotus feet, by which I will attain my ultimate perfection, Vishwanath. Bhadra actually had no karma, being eternal associate of the Lord, but she was merely expressing her humility in playing the part of a human being in Krishna's Naratva Lila. Queen Lakshmana said, my heart became attached to Mukunda by repeatedly hearing the sage Narada glorify the birth and activities of Achyuta. Therefore, I, who carry a lotus in my hand, chose Mukunda after rejecting various planetary rulers. For my Swayamvara, said Queen Lakshmana, my father arranged a fish, as was done for your marriage, Queen Draupadi, when you obtained Arjun. Why couldn't Arjun pierce the fish in Lakshmana's case? Lakshmana answers, saying, In my case, a fish which was moving very quickly could only be seen by looking at its reflection in a pot of water placed at the bottom of a pillar. It could not be seen by looking up. To shoot my target, it was necessary to aim by looking up and down at the same time. An impossible feat for any mortal. Therefore, only Krishna could strike the target. But the fish arranged by your father, though covered, could be aimed at by looking straight up the pillar and thus be pierced by the expert marksman, Arjuna. Thousands of kings, expert in shooting arrows, came to win my hand. And they picked up the bow and arrow in that assembly. But some of those feeble kings could not even string the bow. And when the bow recoiled, they were hit by it, and those kings fell to the ground by the force. Jarasandha and other kings had the power to string the bow, but they were not skillful in archery to hit the target. With great concentration, Arjuna detected the target reflected in the water and carefully released his arrow, which touched the fish but did not pierce the center. Krishna pierced the arrow at noon, Abhijit Muhurta, despite the fact that the fish was difficult to detect because of the sun was glaring directly overhead. Remembering her joy on that occasion, Queen Lakshmana describes her choosing Krishna at that time in two verses. Queen Lakshmana said, I carried a brilliant necklace fashioned of gold and jewels. A belt was tied around my upper and lower garments, which were of excellent silk. Due to the joy which arose in me at that time, my beauty underwent a transformation. My cheeks were illuminated by glittering earrings, and abundant locks of hair hung near my ears. There were loud sounds of conches and mridangas, kettle drums. Men and women were dancing and singing. But the kings that came for the Swayamvara were intolerant of my having chosen Krishna. So burning with lust, they became angry and started quarreling. Because of the impulse of the contamination of lust, these losers, the kings who lost Lakshmana's hand, they started quarreling foolishly with Krishna. Assuming four hands, Krishna embraced me, and with two arms he held his bow and arrows. As animals watch a lion, those kings who lost my hand looked on while Krishna drove away in his chariot, controlled by Daruka. Krishna had disregarded the kings. There was a hot pursuit, and the kings chased Krishna from behind to stop him, like dogs chasing a lion. Some went ahead and stationed themselves on the road Krishna was traversing. They lifted their bows, just like dogs raised their tails. And Krishna, seeing that they were attacking, he released his arrows in a deluge from his Shanga bow, and many those heroes and kings died on the battlefield. The others ran away. Krishna entered Dwarka, which was decorated with wonderful arches and banners. Out of love, my father gave priceless weapons along with female servants to Krishna, even though Krishna is already perfect and complete in himself. Om Purnam Adapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnam Adapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Bhagavan Sri Krishna is perfect and complete. And because Krishna is completely perfect, all emanations from Sri Krishna such as this material world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because Sri Krishna is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Krishna, Sri Krishna remains the complete balance. After all, Sri Krishna happily accepts even a small gift of flowers, tulsi leaves, and water when it is offered with love. Vishwanath 39. Lakshmana felt embarrassed after describing profusely about herself in her state of absorption in Krishna. Now to satisfy her elders, headed by Rukmini, Lakshmana spoke this verse praising her co-wives. Actually, Draupadi, we, the eight queens of Dwarkadish, cannot control Krishna like other wives can control their husbands. Lakshmana says this out of great humility. In fact, the queens of Dwarka are direct expansions of Krishna's internal pleasure potency, Haladini Shakti, and do actually control him with the unconquerable power of their love, prema. Now, these were the eight principal queens, 16,108. Now, the representative of the other 16,100 kings, which were imprisoned by Bhaumasura, she spoke. Her name was Queen Rohini Devi, not to be confused with Vasudeva's other wife, who was the mother of Dauji Balaram. Vishwanath, text 40. Someone may say, if Krishna has accepted you as his wives, then certainly he fulfilled all your desires, as you have surrendered to his lotus feet. Now the queen's reply in this verse, Rohini Devi said, knowing us to be the imprisoned daughters of the kings who were defeated by Bhaumasura when he conquered the earth, Krishna came to Bhaumasura's kingdom and freed us from the prison after killing that wicked Bhauma. Although Krishna is full in his desires, up the calm, he kindly accepted us as his wives. We simply desire the dust of Krishna's feet. Vishnath. Sri Krishna married the queens imprisoned by the demon Bhaumasura because these queens, or these princesses, were constantly remembering Krishna's lotus feet, which give liberation from material life. And for this reason, also, Krishna freed them from the prison of Bhaumasura. The queen said to Draupadi, O Draupadi, we do not want lordship of the earth, lordship of Indraloka, nor even the enjoyment of all material pleasures or mystic powers, nor the post of Brahma. We don't even want eternal life or any type of liberation, such as living on the same planet as Hari, Salukya Mukti. Then Draupadi asked, then what do you desire? Queens replied, we want the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, enriched with the fragrance of kunkum from the breast of the goddess of fortune. This is text 42. Navayam sadvi samrajyam surajyam bojam apyuta vairajyam parameshtyam cha anantyam va hare padam kamaya maha etasya shrimat pararajashriya kucha kunkamagan dadyam murdna vodam gata prita. Queen Rukmini Devi, speaking on behalf of the other 16,100 queens rescued from imprisonment by Krishna and later married in Dwarka, she's glorifying the Braj Gopis in verse 42 of this chapter, 1083. She says, Srimat Pararaja Shriya Kucha Kunkuma Gandad Adyam. We queens of Dwarka simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Sri Krishna's feet, which is enriched by the fragrance of kunkum from his consort's bosom. Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary on this verse from 42 says, Srimat Pararaja Shriya Kucha Kunkum. The goddess of fortune, Shriya, or Srimat, mentioned here, is not Lakshmi, Narayan's consort. Because even Lakshmi Devi also desired to attain Krishna, as stated by the wives of Kaliya, Nagapatnis, in chapter 16, verse 36, when they said, Yadvanchaya Shriya Lalanacharatapo. To obtain the dust of Bhagavan Sri Krishna's lotus feet, Lakshmi Devi, Sri, the goddess of fortune, performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Uddhava has said in Brahmar Gita, Nayam Shriyonga Yunutanta Rate Prasada, the Braja Gopis received benedictions from Krishna that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. 1047-60. From these verses from Bhagavatam, we can clearly understand that Lakshmi Devi never received that benediction. So therefore, this verse is indicating not Lakshmi, but Sri Srimati Radharani, or the damsels of Braj. Now they make it more specific. The next verse, speaking on behalf of the Dwarka Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka, Queen Rohini Devi, Krishna's wife, said, verse 43, Brajastriyo yad vanchanti pulindyas Trina virudha gavash charyato gopa parasparsham mahatmanaha. We queens of Dwarka desire the same contact with Sri Krishna's feet that the cowherd damsels of Braj and the cowherd boys and even the aboriginal women, the Pulindas, desire. We desire to touch the dust that Krishna leaves on the plants and grass as he tends his cows in the pastures of Braj. Vishwanath. This verse says that the women of Braj, Brajastriyo, also desire the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Once the Braja Gopis confessed their anxiety to Uddhav in Brahmar Gita 10:47-45. O Uddhav, kasmat Krishna iha yati prapta rajyo hatahita narendra kanya udvaha. O Uddhav, why should Krishna come back here to Braj after winning a kingdom in Mathura, killing his enemies like Kansa, and marrying the daughters of kings? Vishwanath. The Braja Gopis said this to Uddhava with envy towards Rukmini and the other queens who are their competitors for Krishna's love. Thus the Gopis could not desire anything related to Rukmini. The Sri referred to in verse 42 is none other than Srimati Radhika, the the supreme goddess of fortune. And this is proven in the Brihad Gotamiya Tantra. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammo Hini Para. The transcendental goddess Radhika, Radhika Paradevata, is a direct counterpart of Krishna, Krishna Mayi, Devi Krishna Mayi. Radha contains within her all the goddesses of fortune. Radhika possesses all the attractiveness to attract Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. Srimati Radhika is the primeval internal potency of Sri Krishna. The queens of Dwarka continued, O Draupadi, the intimate girls of Radha, her Priyasakis, desire to touch the dust of Krishna's feet, which is enriched with the fragrance of the kunkum falling from Sri Radha's beautiful breasts. Even the aborigine women of Vrindavan, Palindas, also desire this reddish powder when they see it smeared on the grass and plants, Trina Virudha, as stated by the phrase Trina Rushitena and Venogita 21:17 of 10th canto. Let's go on. While Krishna tends the cows, his intimate coward boyfriends, Priyanarmasakas, also desire the dust of his feet. Some of his dear friends, like Subal, having thoughts of attaining sentiments like the gopis, not only desire it, but they also want to be directly touched by Krishna's feet, as described here in verse 43 of chapter 83. Padasparsham. Therefore, we queens of Dwarka also hanker to be touched by Krishna's feet. The eight principal queens, headed by Rukmini, felt so fortunate and satisfied in their relationship with Krishna and Dwarkadham that they had no desire to attain the dust of his feet. However, the 16,100 lesser queens, after meeting Uddhava in a secluded place in Dwarka and hearing about the Prem Ras of Braj, became very attracted to touching the dust that falls from Krishna's feet onto the grass and plants of Vrindavan. These lesser or secondary queens became especially eager after hearing about the super excellent quality of Sri Radhika's beauty, character, loving devotion, good fortune, and sweetness by which Radhika brings Krishna under her full control. Thus, some commentators give this as the reason why, after Moshala Lila, Krishna's disappearance pastime, these 16,000 queens were stolen from Arjuna when he was taking them to Hastinapur. They were kidnapped from Arjuna on the road by Krishna himself in the disguise of 16,000 cowherds, who then took these girls away, or these queens, to Gokul. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura Ki Jai. Sri Dasama Skanda Sarta Darshani Tika Ki Jai.